When the Swan boat docked and the passengers got off, long lines of people were waiting to get aboard for the next ride. Business was booming. Another boat was being made ready to accommodate the crowds. Everyone wanted to ride the Swan boats behind a real live swan playing a trumpet. It was the biggest happening in Boston in a long time. People like strange events and queer happenings, and the Swan boat, with Louis out front leading the way, suddenly became the most popular attraction in Boston. "You're hired," said the boatman, when Louis climbed out onto the bank. "With you playing the trumpet, I can double my business. I can triple it. I can quadruple it. I can quintuple it. I can sextuple it. Anyway, I'll give you a steady job." Louis lifted his slate. "What salary?" he asked. The boatman gazed around at the crowds waiting to get aboard. $100 a week," he said. "I'll pay you $100 every Saturday if you'll swim ahead of the boats and play your horn. Is it a deal?" Louis nodded his head. The man seemed pleased, but puzzled. "If it isn't too much to ask," said the boatman, "would you mind telling me why you are so interested in money?" "Everybody is," replied Louis on his slate. "Yeah, I know," said the boatman. "Everybody likes money. It's a crazy world. But I mean, why would a swan need money? You can get your meals just by dipping down and pulling up tasty plants at the bottom of the lake. What do you need money for?" Louis erased his slate. "I'm in debt," he wrote, and he thought about his poor father who had stolen the trumpet, and about the poor storekeeper in Billings who had been robbed and whose store had been damaged. Louis knew he must go on earning money until he could pay off what he owed. "Okay," said the boatman, addressing the crowd. "This swan says he's in debt. All aboard for the next ride." And he began selling tickets. The boatman owned several boats, all of them shaped like a swan. Pretty soon every boat was full and money was flowing in,